This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, February 17th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Bayer has announced a proposed $7.25 billion settlement between its indirect subsidiary Monsanto and plaintiffs alleging that exposure to Roundup caused their non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Company leaders say they are hoping this will resolve the vast majority of remaining Roundup cases. Bayer CEO Bill Anderson said in a news release, the proposed class settlement agreement, together with a pending Supreme Court case, quote, provides an essential path out of the litigation uncertainty and enables us to devote our full attention to furthering the innovations that lie at the core of our mission, health for all, hunger for none. The Supreme Court has set an argument date for April 27th, that on a petition brought by Monsanto, where the court will seek to answer the question of whether the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act, quote, preempts a label-based failure to warn claim where EPA has not required that warning. The settlement was filed today in the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis, which still must decide whether to approve it. You can read more on the story at agripulse.com. Anderson has warned that if the company cannot resolve the claims, it may have to discontinue its glyphosate business. U.S. Department of Agriculture today announced proposed updates to federal lines feed regulations and poultry and pork establishments operating under modern inspection systems. The updates reflect years of data and experience and are designed to lower costs for American families, reduce outdated regulatory barriers for processors, and support a more efficient and resilient food supply. In a press release, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said, these updates remove outdated bottlenecks so that we can lower production costs and create greater stability in our food system. The Meat Institute today said the USDA's proposed rule changes concerning pork and poultry will increase production and innovation, helping to ease prices for consumers and benefiting livestock and poultry producers. Meat Institute President and CEO Julie Annapot said the regulatory certainty will allow member companies to invest in their operations to continue growth of the processing sector, which benefits the consumer with more affordable and nutritious food. The National Pork Producers Council welcomed the USDA line speed regulations. President Dwayne Statler said greater efficiency and increased line speeds provide financial security and more stability for pork producers. The Pork Producers Council has advocated for the increased line speeds since 2019. U.S. farmers expected to increase their soybean planting this spring in lieu of more fertilizer-intensive corn acres. In a report, ag lender CoBank says 86 million acres of soybeans expected to be planted this spring, which would be up nearly 6% from last year. Corn acreage expected to be reduced by nearly 5% versus a year ago, but still at 94 million acres will continue to be high with the potential challenge to last year's production record year. But with the record 17 billion corn bushels produced last year, soybeans appear to be the better financial choice, according to CoBank. Japan is planning roughly $36 billion in U.S. investments, spanning critical minerals, oil and gas infrastructure, and power generation as a part of a $550 billion strategic trade and investment agreement, that according to the Commerce Department officials today. President Trump in a social media post says the project represents the first of investments under the U.S.-Japan agreement announced last year. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Don't let the farm worker shortage eat away at food affordability. Congress must deliver a solution that works for all of agriculture. Go to fb.org, click on the Issues tab, and look for labor, ag labor reform. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.